Well, MG, in the final week of the show, it feels only fitting that we welcome in a guest for the very first time as the head coach of the Cronulla Sharks. We've spoken to him before as an assistant for New South Wales and the Roosters, but now we welcome him in, the head coach of the Cronulla Sharks, Craig Fitzgibbon. G'day, Fitzy.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Thanks so much for your time. Now that you've got your feet under the desk as the main man, how's it feel?
It's good, thanks, MG. It's still very very new in a lot of ways. Like, we're still piecing training together. We've had some players that have been back after 8 weeks off, and then the late returners after 10 weeks. So we're still running a couple of separate programs at the moment, but it's still good to be it's enjoyable to be finally on the field, mate, enjoying that part of the job, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the best part. Now, and look, I know a lot of players, you know, me included, I don't know about yourself, but one of the reasons we give rugby league away at the end of our long careers is because of the pre-season training. Has it changed that much, Fitzy, from when we were, you know, especially when I played back in the 80s and then you later, has it changed that much, that dramatically, pre-season training for the players?
Well, I would say it's a lot more organised, MG, a lot more systemised, and you would have to say that the level of care for the players has increased with professionalism over the years. Obviously, the resources that have come into the game and being able to spend some money around club-wide to make sure the players are cared for and nurtured and they're finely tuned machines, you know. But the one thing that hasn't changed, you have to take them to dark places throughout that preseason. It's an unfortunate side effect of the game, but you got to go slow with them. You know, we definitely build our way into it, get them prepared for that so we don't break them.
Well, speaking of dark places, has the team ventured to Kurnell Sand Dunes yet?
No, not as yet. Still in the field. Still, like I said, still in its infancy. We're just piecing together the basics at the moment. Terminology, obviously, a couple of changes that we need to get ready for. So we're building into it nicely. They've got to say, really pleasantly surprised with the attitude and the effort of the players so far. But again, it's really early. It's only week two for us.
MJ, I reckon you would have battled on the soft sand.
Look, the mountain men would venture off and down to wander to the sand dunes, and it wasn't one of my favourite training sessions, put it that way. The swim after it and going to the pub for lunch, yeah, that was.
Sure, right, gotcha. Yeah. Hey, look, we've seen, you've commented that you're eyeing off a role in the halves for Nico Hines, one of your recruits. What about Dale Finucane? Where do you see him being a part of your best 17 next year?
Oh, look, the thing with Dale is you're basically very happy to recruit Dale as someone who's a leader and someone who makes the players inside and outside him better. So in the middle of the field, of course. So whether he starts in the whatever number he wears, he'll be on the field for majority of the game in the middle. So we'll have to move some parts around that to fit everyone in, of course. And again, Dale's still another week away because he's Melbourne obviously had an extended run into the finals. So, but yeah, really excited for Dale to get in and definitely. Yeah, so is everyone else, actually. He's really, I've been taken aback at, actually, his popularity amongst rugby league fans and people who admire the game. Everyone seems to love Dale Finucane, so I'm really excited to be able to work with him.
Well, he comes with a really good reputation, Fitzy. He comes with that reputation of, obviously, you know, going from the Bulldogs down to the Melbourne Storm and chancing his arm, and then Melbourne Storm turning him into a player, a leader of men. And now, an astute signing for the Sharkies, and he brings with him that kind of aura that. And I look, into a lesser degree, I think Ikevalu's signature on at the Sharkies is one of them. Another astute signing, because what you're doing, you're bringing guys into the fold who have come from fantastic clubs with culture.
Yeah, that's right, MJ. You got to you want obviously some good people to come in, and I think with Dale, like sometimes it's possible to watch games and not notice a player like Dale, but the work off the ball, the teamwork sort of actions that he comes up with during a game, it's just the sort of player that everyone wants to play alongside. And fortunately, to work with him throughout the Origin period, just the way he prepares, and it's like everyone's on notice because of the level of intensity of him that everyone has to rise to his standards, not the other way around. So and same with Ikevalu, you know, he's been around for a couple of years now and, really just a top quality person and a good pro, and I'm really excited that he's come to the Sharks.
Well, Finucane does come with that reputation, as we spoke to a couple of his ex-teammates and current teammates throughout Origin and through the Melbourne Storm, and every time there's a wrestling session penciled in for the training run, everyone gets about 3 or 4 metres away from him so they don't have to take him on one-on-one.
Yeah, he's his brakes don't work, mate. That's for sure.
I like that.
I love it.
Hey, now, I've got to ask, MG and I have talked about this on the show previously. If there's one bloke's career in recent memory that we would love to have seen injury-free, it is Matt Moylan. How is he travelling? He signed a 12-month extension with the Sharks during this year, so he'll be there next year. How's his body looking? How is he travelling as well?
No, he's in good nick at the moment. He did some fitness testing the other day, and for his second session back, he handled himself well, and he's really excited. The thing I'm most happy about is he's backed himself. You know, obviously, for a run of 4 lean years for a player of his quality, but the first half of last year, I think he showed everyone what he's capable of, and then he had an extended period out. But then when he come back in, right at the back end, he just had some glimpses of the class that everyone knows he's got. But the catch for the club and myself and Matt is keeping a fit and a healthy Matt, obviously. And we're working with some, putting a lot of time and effort into the fact that we can stay on top of that to make sure he's on the field. But he's excited, you know. Just like I said, I'm really happy that he backed himself to stick around for another year, another 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
And proved to everyone he is the right signing.
Let's not forget the forgotten man of the NRL, Cam McGinnis, who, you know, obviously has made the transition to the Sharks. He's seen some pictures of him recently with yourself and looking in great nick. What type of role do you see him playing? Do you see him playing lock forward? Do you see him playing hooker? Do you see, you know, young Brayley coming off the bench? It's a great embarrassment of riches if you got.
Yeah, definitely. Now in the middle of the field there, obviously Blake will play majority of the games there, and Cameron can play lock and nine. So you're right there with depth, but Cam, I'll have to, my biggest worry would be keeping Cam away from Dale because his brakes don't work either. So
the immovable object.
That's what I'm really looking forward to. They're really excited about that, but I think a lot's been made of the recruits. Like, everybody keeps asking about the recruits. I'm really excited about the players that are already here. Like, I watched them play last year, and the level of development, and there's trying circumstances last year. Like, it was an unsettled environment, change of coach, etc. A lot of issues, COVID, going into the bubble, injuries, etc. I just thought they gave themselves a really good account of themselves, and some of the footy was pretty exciting. So I'm just, whilst I'm definitely comfortable with the guys that we've recruited there, but Cam was done before my time. But also just the guys that are here, I'm just really looking forward to working with them. I'm really excited.
Yeah, very nice. Now, there is one issue that we do need to address. Craig, in your new role as the head coach of the Cronulla Sharks, are you aware and are you comfortable with the fact that Paul Gallen still has a key to Shark Park and comes and accesses that place whenever he wants?
Well, he's on the staff, Gal, so he came in, he trained, did some fitness testing the other day, and mate, he's trained that bloody hard. I said to him, you'll be fighting a flyweight in a couple of weeks, mate, if you understand. So
knowing Gal, he'll probably try and take on Timmy Zoo soon.
Oh, what an admirable guy. You know, he walks in, he's just a symbol of dedication and a symbol of hard work. So when you got a club legend like that hanging around, and he's bloody good in the area, he's going to help us out coaching wise as well. So I'm excited to work with Gal, but just a symbol of a successful time and a symbol of what hard work and dedication can give to someone.
Well, here's hoping that next year we see some more symbols of success running around for the Sharks in 2022. Craig Fitzgibbon, a pleasure to have you on in for the first time in your capacity as the head coach of the Sharkies. Best of luck with the rest of the preseason.
No worries. Thanks, lads.